This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Here is a story about compassion, or perhaps misplaced charity. Anyway, it takes place at St. Boniface Church in San Francisco, where the Franciscan friars welcome the city's homeless to sleep in their pews during the day.
But because of money problems, the church has had to cut the number of hours the homeless can sleep there from 8 to 4. And the people who help the city's homeless say the cutbacks are actually a good thing. From member station KQED, Sarah Varney reports.
The Tenderloin is San Francisco's black hole. It sucks in people who are out of luck, out of money, out of their minds, out of will. On this warm fall day, men and women push shopping carts loaded with bottles, cans, blankets. Some sit on the sidewalks, looking agitated and anxious. The Tenderloin doesn't pulse like the rest of San Francisco. It sways and creaks. Urine ferments into the air, and it's maddeningly chaotic. Through a black wrought iron gate looms St. Boniface, a stone church nearly the length of a city block. In the back of the church, men and women stretched out on pews sleep soundly. At about a quarter to noon, staff member Yvette Rodriguez starts nudging people awake.
Come on, baby. I need you to get up. Come on, honey. I need you to get up because it's time to go. So I need you to exit out the front door.
Up until a few weeks ago, the homeless could sleep inside the church and use the restrooms until late afternoon. John Weeks runs the program.
You know, when someone's hungry, you feed them. When someone's tired, you let them lay down. There's a lot of people out there who stay up all night because, you know, they're afraid to go to sleep.
About a dozen people gather their blankets and overstuffed bags and shuffle out of the church. Most look disoriented and are reluctant to speak, except for Norman DePover. He's only 51, but looks much older. His thick glasses are cloudy, and he closes his eyes when he speaks.
I was born in Detroit, Michigan. I've been coming here for 4 years because it's the safest place that you don't get yelled at.
If the Tenderloin is a black hole, St. Boniface is a parallel universe. The air is cool and fresh, the mood reflective, the sounds melodious. I asked Norman what he finds here.
Safety and serenity, peace. I can use the facilities in the back without knowing my stuff will be gone. There are no fights in here. It's quiet.
Just a few blocks from the Tenderloin at City Hall, the head of San Francisco's homeless program, Trent Rohrer, says he understands the need for peace and quiet. But he says the church's sleeping program doesn't help those who are mentally ill, addicted to drugs, or both.
It's less compassionate to support and give money to a program that helps someone sustain a lifestyle that's destructive.
And that's just what the St. Boniface Sleep Program is doing, he says, sustaining a destructive lifestyle.
When someone who's an addict and is using heroin during the day, it gives them a safe, warm place to sleep off their high.
Rohrer acknowledges that criticizing a charitable program like this one is potentially controversial, especially in San Francisco. But he says the city is offering a positive alternative. It has an ambitious plan to aid the chronically homeless in other ways. The city has already provided permanent housing to more than 2,200 people in the last 2 years and plans to house 3,000 more. For Norman, though, his home remains a temporary shelter. After sleeping the morning at St. Boniface, he heads out for lunch at a soup kitchen around the corner.
Hello, Calvin.
Hey, Norman, how you doing?
Good. I'm in line waiting for today's wonderful delicacy.
After he finishes his bean stew and salad, Norman plans to spend the afternoon recycling bottles and cans. Back around the block at St. Boniface, the afternoon air is cooling, and a homeless man sleeps on the sidewalk in front of the locked gates. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Varney in San Francisco.